to see that the Ramban in Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Vav, the end of the Ramban. Vihine ha'arayos mechol ha'chukim. Dvarim shehen gzeres melech. V'ha'gzera hu ha'dova ha'ola al das ha'melech shehu ha'chocham v'hanhogos malchuso v'hu ha'yodeya ha'tzorech v'ha'to'elas v'mitzvah ha'hi she'yitzavir ba ולא יגד אוסו לעם, זו לא סילה חכמה יועצה. So that seems, if not identical, it seems very much along the same wavelength as what we saw yesterday in terms of the Rambam's definition of chukim, that mishpatim is time goloi, time yodua, as opposed to chukim, which is ein time goloi, ein time yodua. Again, in a little bit later in Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, Yud Ches, Yud Ches in Vayikra, Eschukos et Ishmeru ve'elohein behemtof alo sabiya kalayim, Elu gzer, chukim, Elu gzeres melech she'en tam l'dov l'oshin Rashi. Below his kibbutz of a sinner, she had time now, lam, Vishayu yet Sahara of the Gilulim Mishim, Malem, Elabilavisha Shatanais, Lobikilaya Behema. Right? Meaning this posuk, Eskukosai Tishmo, Behemtofolo Sabir Kalayim, Sodholo Sizra Kalayim, Uvegid Kalayim Shatanais, Loyal Allah. So this posuk lists three types of Kalayim. There's the Kilay Behema. Not to cross mate animals, then this kile asada sod chalos is rakalayim, not to plant two different minim together, and then this kile begadim, not to wear tzamim pishtim yachdav. So Rashi says the skukosai tishmaru colon introduces all the types of kalayim. Right, the Ramban's being masig on the nap, and the Ramban says no. The Ramban says that when Chazal, the way Chazal understand the Pasuk, Eskukosai Tishmaru, that it refers to the only chok in this Pasuk is Kilei Begodim, is Levisha Shatnes. That's one point of dispute with Rashi. The other point of dispute with Rashi is that Rashi in a few places sounds like that chukim have no reason at all. Not just that the reason is unknown to us, but they have no reason. And the Ramban is masik on that. Also, v'ena kavana v'hem shetihye gzeres melech malchei hamalochim mishum mokum belotam. Ki kol imas eloka tzrufa. How can it be? If there's no time, then obviously, you have to understand with Rashi, but in terms of what the Hasaga in Rashi is, I don't know if there's no time, so does it mean it's arbitrary? It's how can that be? It can't be. Because Baruch Hu doesn't do things arbitrarily. Kichol imra saloka tzrufa. Raka chukim hem gzeres hamelech asher yochot b'malchuso b'li sheyegal le'to'altam lo'am. Because they don't understand, they don't appreciate the value, so therefore they're not nanim b'hem. Here too, it seems like very much on the Rambam's wavelength in terms of the what the distinction is between chukim and mishpatim. Take a look at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and this is actually the second of the two, but this is the shorter one, and then we'll go back to another. So in Bamidbar Parak Yotas, Pasuk Beis. What does Monas Yisrael mean? Right? They say hurtful things in terms of our commitment. Loma maha mitzvah hazas. V'fichach kosu b'chukot, gezeru hi melefanai ve'en l'cho v'shus l'harir achareha, l'ashen rashi midibi rebu senyum. V'kvar kasavti, b'inyan sahar mishtalayach, ma tam l'umos sheyiyu monin osanu b'zos yose mishor hakavonos. Sheyichapu, v'yesh mehem sheyitaru kakavonos hazor v'hayolivis. If a person does something which is donokoris, and he does it b'shogeg, so he brings a chatas. So the chatas is a mechapes. It's got nothing to do with tahara. If he did malacha b'shogeg on Shabbos, he didn't become tomei. The role of the korban has got nothing to do with tahara. It's purely for kapara. But it's purely for kapara. Then there are abba mechusei kapara, where the tahara is not complete until they bring a korban, a zava, a mitzora, and a yolidus. So their tahara is not complete. They can't go into mikdash. They can't eat kachim until they bring a korban. So some korbanos are mitahim. So the Ramban says, if you look in Chazal, in the Gemara, in Yuma. But when the Gemara in Yuma gives examples of chukim, it mentions Sar HaMishtalayach. Here, in this context, although Paradum is not mentioned here, but Paradum here, it doesn't say Korbanos Bechlal. So the Rambam understands that these are examples of Korbanos. And the Rambam writes Beferush that all Korbanos are Mechlal HaChukim. And the Ramban is taking issue with that, and he says, no, it's not pshat that all Korbanos are Mechlal HaChukim. Dafka, Soya Mishtaleach, and Parah Aduma are Mechlal HaChukim. V'kvaka Savti Binyan Soya Mishtaleach Ma'atam Le'umos שיהיו מונן על סון ובזוס, יוסי משל הקבונה שיחפו, ויש בהם שיתר כקבונה סעזר ויולדס. כי מפני היוסי נעשס בחוץ, יירוע אליהם שהיא נזבחס לסעירים על פני הסודה. So the Ramban says, Davke Soy HaMishtaleach, which is mentioned there in the Brice in Yuma, and Parah Aduma Achukim. And here, that's what elicits the response, which is characteristic towards Chukim from the Satan and Umma Sa'olam, that they scoff and they ridicule. So the Rambam would say, and it's self-evident why a yolad is bringing a korban is matahir. That's self-evident, and why the yolad needs a korban for tahara more than someone who's tamei meis. Someone who's tamei meis doesn't have to bring any korban. See, here the Ramban has a different definition of chukim, apparently. Here the Ramban says that what defines or characterizes the chok is that it appears to us as being internally inconsistent. So what's the chok quality of Sar HaMishtaleach is not simply that we don't understand what it's about, it seems to be shchut echutz. The Sar HaMishtaleach is, we're mesyaches to it as a korban. And Parah Aduma is chatos chayei rachmana. Chatos chayei rachmana. We also seem, in some sense, to be mesyaches to it as a korban, yet the whole thing is nasis b'chutz. So how can that be, given that the Torah is so adamantly opposed to shchut echutz? How do you have Sar HaMishtaleach? How do you have Parah Aduma? And if you look at it, most of the examples there in Yuma, Chaka do follow this pattern. When it says Levisha, when it says Shatnez, Levisha Shatnez, again, and Ramban is Medayek again, it says Levisha Shatnez, Zdavka Kilei Begodim, which is an example of a chok, not the other forms of Kilayim, Zdavka Kilei Begodim. So Levisha Shatnez, what characterizes Shatnez is Heter Beheter. You're allowed to wear Tzemer, you're allowed to wear Pishtim. So in terms of the Isser content of Tzemer is zero, the Isser content of Pishtim is zero, so zero plus zero should equal zero. And then all of a sudden, Samuel Pishtim Yaftav is also. So that also seems to be internally inconsistent. How can it be that when you combine two Shnei Dvarim Shel Heter, that the result is Isser? Why does it say Achilas Chazir as opposed to all Macholot Sasuras? Again, because the Chazir has one Simen Tara, and the other one doesn't have. So also, it seems to be something which is internally cryptic, korbanos is not a chok because the Torah says this is an instrument of kapara. Okay, the fact that that's not intuitive to us, But the Torah clearly tells us it's an instrument component. Okay, fine. It's an instrument of Torah. Fine. There's no chok quality to that. But when you have something which is seemingly, obviously, it isn't really internally inconsistent, obviously. But when you have something which is seemingly internally inconsistent, that's the chok quality. And again, as the Ramban gives the cross reference, he said this earlier in Achrei Mos, but I saw him Mishtalech as well. So how do you integrate this Ramban here in Chukas, and the Ramban again, the one that we didn't look at that he cross references in the end of Avodas Yom Kippurim by Sohem Mishtaleach, with the other Rambans, where he seems to be on the same wavelength as the Rambam. So Yitachein. You know, Divrei Torah Niyim B'Mokam Echad and Ashurim B'Mokam Acher, that when the Ramban says that Ein Taimam Goloi, so if that would be the only thing we had, so presumably we would have appropriately said that he is on the same wavelength of the Ramban, but maybe in light of these other Rambans, that's what he meant there also. Ein Taimam Goloi, in the sense that taimam goloi means we understand internally. This is the Torah system. We understand what the Torah's system is. Here, even internally, we're stymied. We're perplexed. How does Sarah Mishtaleah? How does that make sense internally? Given what the Torah says. How does it isn't how do you have that heter v'heter all of a sudden creates issa? So yitachen that yilamed sasum and amafurish, so that's what the Ramban meant before also, and that before again aliba the emes, he's not saying on the same wavelength of the Rambam. It's a very fundamental difference that I know of if. But that's one approach. Yeah, okay, we'll stop.